Masechtas Baba Kama, Daf Bey, is the beginning of a new Seda, a new Masechta, a new Perek, and a new Mishnah. And let's begin with a quick Hakdama. Number one, the Lashon Baba Kama means the first of the gates, and we're going to have three, of course, Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, and Baba Basra, the first, the middle, and the last of the gates, and these are the gates into Hilchas Nezikin. Originally, these three Masechtas were included in one Masechta called Masechtas Nezikin. A large part of the Masechta will deal with Psukim in Pash Mishpatim, and the Torah says, in Pash Mishpatim, in Perkov Aleph, Paschov Ches, Vichyigach Shar Esisha Vames, Sakal Yisakal Ashar, Vloy Ochlos Pesari, Ubala Sharnoki, Vim Shar Nagahu Mitmel Shisham, Vuhu Bival of Leish Renu, Vahemis Isha Isha, Hashar Yisakal Vagam Baal of Yumas. And we know that there's a difference between a Shar that gores or shtaises a person and kills the person if it's a Tam or if it's Muid, which of course we will discuss further when we learn Al-Gemaris. Then after the Torah discusses when a Shar gores a person, the Torah then discusses when a person is mazik someone through their bar, and the pasuk states v'chiyiftach ish bar or kiyichre ish bar v'lo yichasena v'nafal shama shari chamar bala boy shalom kesef yashiv lebalav v'hameis yaloi. And after the Torah discusses the hezek al bar, the Torah returns and discusses the concept of shar mazik and a shar shtoising another shar v'chiyigav shar ish ashar e'u v'hameis. And the Torah tells us v'machus ashar achai v'chatzu es kaspoi v'gam es hames yachatzon oinoi the kishon nagachum tmel shulsham v'loish menu ba'olav shalim shalom shor tachas hashar v'amesi aloi. And of course this refers to the hezek of Karen, and the Torah then continues in Perichov Beis pasuk Dalid, and it discusses the hezek of Shen and Regal, and the pasuk states kiyav ish sadoi Karen v'shil chesbira ubir b'stei acher meitu sedeo meitu kamo yishalim. Finally in pasuk Hay the Torah teaches us the hezek of Ish, and the Torah states kitzesi Ish umatzu koitzim v'nechel gadosh ayakamo yasado shalim yishalim hamaves. There are certain words which we will use throughout Masechtas Baba Kama, which have a very set definition, and we will define them originally, and then we will speak about them in general terms, and we may use the word that's used in the Gemara, or we may use an accepted word. For example, the hezek of Karen is the hezek where a shar goes and gores a person or gores an animal, and at times we may say that an animal gored another animal, and at times we may say that the shar shteist. And finally, although our Mishnah and our Gemaras will all discuss the concept of a person that has to pay based on the hezek that he caused, or the hezek that his animal caused, or the hezek that came through a person's action, for example, like a bar or like Aish, and certainly there is a chiyah for a person to pay for his hezek. However, as the stipler points out in Simon Aleph in Baba Kama, there is no clear makar that there is an actual issa to be mazik someone, and the Rishonim and the Achrenim struggle with this, and certain makarios are, for example, the Yad Ramah says that it's based on if they evil sitim michshol. There is an opinion that it's based on v'haftal reich kameicha. There's an opinion that's based on the pasuk of shayftim v'shayftim titin l'cha b'chol sherecha. There's another opinion that's based on hashavas aveda that the Torah says leisuch l'salim, and also says hashiv tashiv. And there's another example that by the shliach bezin, when he gives makas, the Torah says lo yosef pen yosef. And once there would be an issa for a person himself to be mazik another person, or to be mazik someone's money, then the issa of mamon hamazik is just as if a person was mazik someone else. In those cases, it would be based on the same issa. And the Mishnah begins, there are four main categories of hezek. And Rashi explains that when we're discussing obvious in our Mishnah, we are specifically talking about those chiyuvim for damaging where there's a makar that's mefurish in the pasuk. And Rashi says, and the Gemara will explain exactly what the toldos are of each of these obvious. And the Mishnah lists all four of these hezekim, and two of them we will actually know exactly what they mean, and on two there will be a shaila in the Gemara what they mean. So let's read all four. Hashar va'abo va'amav va'heva. Shar, there will be a shayla in the Gemara if it's referring to the hezek of Karen or of Regal. Bar means a pit, and if someone digs a pit and he leaves it uncovered, then he would be responsible if anyone is damaged or if any property is damaged. The third category in the Mishnah is ha'mava, and the machlik is between Rav and Shmuel, and Rav holds it's referring to Adam Mazik, and Shmuel will hold that it's referring to Shane. Finally, the fourth category is a'heva, and everyone agrees that this refers to the hezek of Aish, where someone has a fire that destroys someone else's property. Even though the term hever is really referring to the end result that it destroyed something, but we use it in the Mishnah based on the Lashon HaPasuk. And keep in mind, when a shor damages something, there are three different ways that a shor could damage something. And as we mentioned in passing, there's a concept of keren, there's a concept of shein, and there's a concept of regel. And the Gemara will define exactly what the characteristics are of each of these various categories of a hezek that a shor could do. Rashi explains that the reason why the Mishnah listed it in this order of shor bar, ma'aveh, hever, Duck Rashi, because Seder Sheng Su and Pasha, Sudra Mishnah, that's based on the Seder that they're brought down in the Pasuk, and that's why they're brought down in this way, in this Mishnah, the Pasha Rishonim, Nemer Bishar, Shnei Bibar, etc. Now, I mean, Taisa Dil Maskal Hashar Babar, where Taisa goes through this point of Rashi in a bit more detail. And although most of these Taisa on this blad are too detailed to get into in today's Shir, they bring in many concepts that we won't know about, and therefore, really, we have to learn those Taisa once we get to further Sugars. However, let's point out the first Taisa on the Amid and the first Taisa in the Masechta, the Taisa states that our Mishnah states Abba Avis Nezikin, and Zak Taisa is Tuchta, La Tani Hain, Kamayacha, that there are some places where the Tana doesn't say Lashon Hain, but however, the is Tuchta, the Tani Hain, and there are places where the Tana says Lashon Hain, Tani Abba Shamim Hain, the Abba Rosh Hashanim Hain, and Taisa basically says that it's the Derech Tana to decide to write Hain or not to write Hain, and it's not necessarily based on any specific Svara, and Ayin and Taisa, where he brings a Gillian, where he wants to say that there is a difference between the Lashon Hain and not, and then he goes and he says that that's not necessarily true, and therefore, even in the Gillian, it comes out like Taisa that there is really no Chiluk if the Tana says Lashon Hain or not. And the Mishnah continues, Loya Rea Shar, Karea Mavo, and as Rashi explains, Klema, Ikas Rachman Shar, if the Torah would only tell us the Din of Shar, Loy Nafik Mavimine, we would not be able to learn the Hezek of Mavo from the Hezek of Shar, as one may think there are certain characteristics that a Shar has that Mavo does not have. And the Amtul Hachi Itzrichel Lemichtav, and that's why the Torah had to tell us the Hezek of Shar as well as the Hezek of Mavo. And Rashi is bothered that why the Mishnah state, Loya Rea Shar, Karea Mavo, if Lachira, the order the Mishnah was Shar and then Bar, and therefore the Mishnah should have said Loya Rea Shar, Karea Bar, and Rashi says, Lahachi Naka Beresha, Karea Mavo, Vulay Naklu Kaseda, Loya Rea Shar, Karea Bar, Mishun the Sulayavi Matsilamisli, Loy Zevazesh, Shesh Ben Ruchayim, the Bar Ain Ber Ruchayim, as the next part of the Mishnah would not make sense. But Utai Machrino, Darabusash Minon, Shaavagav Shesh Lishname Ruchayim, Loy Nafukad Mechavri, that even though Shar and Mavo, no matter how you understand Mavo, if it's referring to Shane or it's referring to Adam Amazik, and no matter how we understand Shar, if it's referring to Karen or referring to Regal, and in both cases, although they're both referring to Ruach Chaim, they still would not be able to learn one from the other. And Rashi says, Gemara Farsh, my loy harig de kama, and the Gemara will explain why the characteristics of Shar Mazik is different than the characteristics of Mavo. And although we will see in the rest of the Mishnah that the Mishnah will actually specify the different characteristics, however, at this point, we don't actually know what Shar and what Mavo is, as that is exactly a question that the Gemara will have. And the Mishnah continues, Vilei Aria Mavo Kari Ashar, and the characteristics of the Hezek of Mavo is not similar to the characteristics of Shar, and therefore we had to say both Shar and Mavo in the Torah. And the Mishnah continues, we understand why the Torah had to tell us Shar and Mavo, but why would the Torah have to tell us the Din of Eish? And the Mishnah continues, Vilei Zev Zesh, Yesh Ben Ruachayim, Kihari Eish, Ein Ben Ruachayim, since the Hezek of Shar and Mavo are both done with something which is Ruachayim as a living thing, that is not similar to Eish, which is not a living thing. As Rashi says, Vilei Kasvi Rachmana, and if the Torah would have told us that there's a chiyuv on someone that is mazik with Eish, have a meaningly pata, we would think that you would be pata. And finally, even if the Torah would tell us the hezek of Shor and Mava as well as Heva, we would still not know that there's a chiyuv if someone is mazik someone through his bar. And as the Mishnah states, v'loy zev zeh shadak and leil chalhazik, that all three, Shor, Mava, and Heva, are all things which travel from place to place. Therefore, one may think that that is where the Torah says that you're going to be chayiv. However, it's not similar kari bar shein dak leil chalhazik, but b'negei bar it's stable and it's immovable. And the Torah didn't specify that you're chayiv for making a bar. Then one may think that if someone is mazik someone through use of their bar, then they would not be chayiv. The Mishnah now continues and says that now that we see the Torah is mechayiv you on shor bar mav and heva, therefore atzad shavush ben the common denominator between all the abba avos and zikin is shadak and lahazik, that's normal for these things to be mazik someone u'shmiras lecha, and you have a chiyuv to guard them u'shehizik, and when you mazik someone through the use of any of these hazikim chava mazik l'sham tashlum nezek, then the mazik, the one who damages, will be chayiv to pay the meitav aretz, and he'll have to pay based on his best property and what we call idyas. And as Rashi states, meitav aretz meidyas nechasev yigba d'mei hazikoy im roitzel furi lekaka, if the mazik wants to pay him from kaka, he has to pay from his best kaka. And of course that would not be enough kamina as to how much you have to pay, and just enough kamina as to the quality of the payment. For example, if Reuven damages Shimon, and Reuven has three fields, one is a better field where 1 acre is worth $1,000, one is a middle field where 1 acre is worth $750, one of his fields is a Beiris, and 1 acre of that land is worth $500. Then if Reuven owes $500 to Shimon, then if Reuven decides to pay Shimon back by using Kaka and not giving him Kesef, then he would have to give him from the Idyas, and he would have to give him a half an acre of his best field. And Rashi in Masechtas Gittin states, Meitav Aretz Shenoich Leil Adam Ligveis Mu'at Mikakom Idias V'loi Ligveis Haber Miziberis. And Rashi and our Mishnah states Hatzad Hashava Mifash V'Gemara Last Two Yemai. At the end of the Mishnah, the Mishnah brought Hatzad Hashava, and the Chur must be coming to include something. And Rashi tells us that the Gemara will discuss this. And the Gemara begins Midutani Avos Mechlav De'Ikatoldeis by the fact that we call these Nezikin Avos, so it's Muchach that there must be Toldeis and there must be subcategories of these main categories. And the Gemara therefore is tell the same Kiyetz Ben Oilav Kiyetz Ben. Do we say that these subcategories would have the same dinim as the avos, or do we say that they would not have the same dinim and they would not be on the same level as the avos? The Gemara will explain this further as the Gemara now continues. Gabi Shabbos Tan, as we regard to Shabbos in Masechet Shabbos and Daf Ayin Gimel, the Mishnah states avos melachis abam chosachas. There are 39 main categories of melachis on Shabbos, and certainly we know avos mechlal de ikatoldeis. That certainly there are subcategories on Hilchos Shabbos, and there are many more melachis than 39 melachis. And tell the same Kiyetz Ben over there, we know that the toldeis are exactly like the avos. That loishna avchatas, loishna toldechatas. There's no difference between the av and the tolda. And if someone does one of the lametes melachis, he'll be chayav v'chatas if he did so b'shagig. And the same would be true if he did one of the toldeis, he'll be chayav v'chatas if he did so b'shagig. Loishna avskila, loishna toldeskila. And it doesn't make a difference if a person did a av melachis and did a b'mezid with hasra and edim, they'll receive skila. And if he did the tolda, he'll also receive skila as long as he did so b'mezid with edim and hasra. Umay ikabin av l'tolda. And if that's true, then what's the difference between the av and the tolda if you got to Shabbos? Nafkamina would be the ilu avish de avish b'hadi adadi. Reuven performs two different avish melachis b'shoigeg, and he does it with one halama inami shtei toldos b'hadi adadi, or he actually does two different toldos from two different categories of avish. Even if he does it in the same halama mechayev kol chad v'chada, he'll be chayev a korban chatas for each one of the avish melachis that he did, and he'll be chayev one korban chatas for each of the toldos that he did. However, v'ilu avit avit toldi today loy mechayev el chada. And in nafkamina, why we call something an av and tolda is because, for example, if someone does an av melacha on Shabbos, and for example, plants seeds on Shabbos, which is the av melacha, and he goes and he prunes a tree on Shabbos, which would be a tolda, in that case, since he did them with one alama, and he only did an av and tolda of the same melacha, so he would be only chayiv one carbon chatas, and therefore there is an afkamina between calling something an av melacha and defining something as a toldas melacha b'negeya Shabbos, even though b'negeya the chiyuvim of ancient, they have the same characteristic. Therefore, certainly b'negeya Hilchos Shabbos, when we call something an av and a tolda, we consider that tolda saying kiyotz ben. And the Gemara continues and explains Rabbi Lezer mechayiv atolda b'makom av, according to Rabbi Lezer that says that even if someone does an av and a tolda, and the tolda is actually part of that av melacha, and for example, he went and he planted seeds and he also pruned a tree, and he would still be chayiv two different kabbonis. So am I karle av? Am I karle tolda? So l'fi Rabbi Lezer, why do you call one an av and one a tolda? If l'chur, they both are considered separate melachis. And the Gemara explains that in a chanami, according to Rabbi Lezer, there's no practical and no legal significant reason to call one an av and one a tolda. But hachtav a mishkan chashiva karle av, that the Rabbanim defined something as av based on the fact that this melacha was actually done in the mishkan, and therefore we gave it significance. However, hachtav a mishkan chashiva karle tolda, but any melacha that was not done in the mishkan, therefore did not have that chashivas, and we called it a tolda. In a chanami, there is really no nafkamina lalacha between calling something an av and calling something a tolda legab hilchos Shabbos. And of course, as Rashi points out, that kula avos melachis b'mishkan gamilu b'masechta Shabbos, that all the avos melachis are learned out from things that were done in order to build the Beis Hamikdash and in order to build the Mishkan. Only those are called avos, but anything else that we learn out of those avos, those are called toldos, even though there may not be an afkamina lalacha. And ayin in tesis di masal hachagasinon, where he has two different gersois in our Gemara. Either he says that the lashon should be hachav mishkan chashiva, and therefore it's telling us one idea, or hachtav mishkan v'chashiva, and therefore would have a little bit of a different meaning, ayin sham. And the Gemara now continues and brings a case where we know the toldos are not kiyotz ben, as gabi tumis tran, as regarding hilchos tuma, we learned in the Mishnah, mesechtes kelim, avos hatumis, hasheres v'ashik v'zera v'tomim meis, the following types of tuma are categorized as avatuma, and that is the sherets, as well as shik v'zera, as well as a person or a keli that's tomim meis. And we continue on daf beis on beis, and tell the same, lav kiyotz ben, any tuma that is pol yotze of that Abba Tumma is not kiyotz ben and does not have the same dinim as the ilu av mitam odem kelim. We know that Abba Tumma is considered on a higher level and a higher madrega of Tumma, and it's mitama another person, and it could be mitama kelim as well. V'il toldos, however, anything that becomes tame through an Abba Tumma, which of course we would call a rishon tumma, is oichlu mashka mitame. It's only mitame food and drink. Adem kelim loy mitame, and it's not going to be mitame a person and kelim. And therefore, the Gemara now defined its question as the Gemara said that our Mishnah called the four obvious nezikin, and there are toldos. And the question are the toldos kiyotzben like we find b'gei hilchos Shabbos? What do we say that the toldos of nezikin are not kiyotzben and they're not similar to the obvious, and they do not share necessarily the same stringency and the same halachas? Just like we find b'gei tuma that there's a difference between the categories of obvious tuma and the categories that are toldos, and in rishon tuma has a different characteristic and different dinim than the avat tuma. And our Gemara continues. Amar Rav Papa, so Rav Papa states yesh ben kiyotzben v'yesh behen lav kiyotzben, that there are some obvious and toldos which are similar to each other. There are some toldos of the obvious nezikin which would not share the same dinim, and as Rashi says, potentially the tolda of a specific av would not be chayav to pay at all. And at this moment, Rav Papa doesn't define to us which av and tolda are similar to each other and which av and tolda are not similar to each other. And as Rashi says, "Will come on a farish milser Rav Papa b'shmeitzin," and we will continue and we will explain the words of Rav Papa as we continue in the Gemara. So the Gemara brings a brisa Tana Rabbanan gimel obvious number b'shar. There are three different main categories that are stated by the Gei Ashar. And of course, this lashon of gimel obvious is not similar to our Mishnah of Abba obvious nezikin, because certainly in our Mishnah we saw four obvious nezikin, which certainly did not include three obvious nezikin for Ashar. As Lafi Rav, there was only one. According to Shmuel, there was only two obvious nezikin that were relevant to Ashar. Brisa tells us that the three categories are Hakaren, Bashen, Veregel, and we will teach this very simply. Karen is when an animal gores another animal or a person. Shane is when an animal uses its teeth to eat something, and regel is when an animal uses its feet in order to trample on something. And of course, there's a very elementary explanation as to the definition of Karen, Shen, and regel, and the Gemara will define this further. And the Gemara continues, Karen Minolan, where is there Makar in the Torah that a person is chayiv if a shar gores another shar or gores a person, the Tana Rabbanan? Because we learned in the Braisa, Kiigach, the Torah states, Kiigach shar es isha yes isha vames. The Braisa explains that in the Gicha ala b'Karen, and we know the Lashon Gicha refers to when a shar gores a person or gores another ox. And we know that Negicha is referring to Karen. Shenema, as the Pasuk states in Melachim Aleph, and this Pasuk is discussing Yeshafet, who is a Melech Kasha of Yehuda, and he made an allegiance with Achav, who is Melech Yisrael, to go to fight Aram. Before Yeshafet wanted to go to war, he wanted to find out if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that. So Achav went, and he got together 400 Nevi'ei Shekah, and as we will see, the Pasuk will talk about Tzidkiyah ben Kenana, who was one of those 400 Nevi'ei Shekah, and the Pasuk says, V'yasle Tzidkiyah ben Kenana, that Tzidkiyah ben Kenana went, and he created Karnei Basel, iron horns. By Yoyman, Tzidkiyah said to Yeshafet that Koyam Hashem, so said Hashem, and I had this Nevuah, that Be'ilu Tinaga Chesaram Ar Kaloisam, that with these you will be able to shtois, and will be able to kill Aram until you destroy them. Certainly this Pasuk is talking about horns, and he uses Lashon Negicha. The Braisa now brings another Raya that Negicha refers to Karen, because Va'imah, the Pasuk of Vizesa Bracha states, Bechosh Shuri Hadaloi, and the Kani Va'im Karna, Behem Am Minagach Yachtav Afse Oretz. And we see when discussing the Karen of an animal, the Torah uses Lashon Yinagach. And the Gemara asks, Mai Va'imah, why do we have to bring two Psukim, and why do we have to bring one Pasuk from Malachim, and one Pasuk from Vizesa Bracha? And the Gemara says, V'chitayman, if you're going to tell me, Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Lo'yafinan, that we didn't want to learn a halach in the Torah from Divrei Kabbalah, and therefore, although we had a Pasuk of Malachim that states that Kani Basel, and also says to Naga Chesaram, but Lamaisa, we wanted to bring a Pasuk from the Torah. And if you would ask that question, Tashma, that's why we brought the Pasuk from the Torah from Vizesa Bracha, B'chosh Shere Hadaloi. And the Gemara asks, V'hai Melefu, that how can you tell me that this is a Limud, and therefore it's better to learn from the Torah than from the Vim Oksuvim, but Gilu Mil Spa'amhu, the Negicha Bekarenu, L'chari, this is not a halacha that we're learning, but it's actually defining a word in the Torah, and certainly there's not going to be a different definition of a word in the Torah than in the Vim Oksuvim. And therefore, by the fact that in Nevi'im we already saw that when dealing with Kani Basel, that we discussed the Lashon of Tinagach, and therefore, even without the Pasuk of Vizesha Bracha, we already see that Ein Negicha Ela Bekaren. Based on this response, we're back to our original question that why did Braisa have to bring two Mekurs that Ein Negicha Ela Bekaren? We brought one Pasuk from Melachim and one Pasuk from Vizesha Bracha, and the Gemara therefore says, Ela Maru Tema, Ki Pala Rechmana Be Tam Lamud, Hani Mi Betusha. Then one may have thought that if we'd only learned that Ein Negicha Ela Bekaren from the Pasuk of Melachim, which is talking about Kanei Basel, and those horns were of course not attached to any animal, so we may think that the only time that the Torah is mechalik between a shar tam that shtoises where the chiyuv is only chetzi nezek, and between a shar muad that shtoises where the chiyuv is nezek shalim, that is only, for example, in a case where that horn was not attached to the animal, and for example, an animal took his horn and he went and he rammed someone with the horn while holding it in its mouth, and that is so unusual, and therefore the Torah said that since it's so unusual, therefore we're only going to be mechayiv you chetzi nezek. And as Rashi says, the Hasan Vade Loim Shalom Tam Kule Nezek, Mishum de indakar b'kach v'lohi l'bayim lishma midavizeh. And certainly the owners did not have warning to go and guard this shor, that he shouldn't go and stray someone using a horn that was not attached to its head. However, as the Gemara continues, al mechuberes emekulum adasi. But one may think that if you had an animal that stresses another animal or hurts a person using its horn that's attached to its head, and certainly since that's more normal than stressing using a horn that's detached from its head, so maybe over there you'd be chayiv nezek sholim, as the owner should have guarded this animal that should have stressed using its horns. Therefore, tashma, we bring the pasuk of ezeis bracha b'chos shere hadloi v'kanev aim kanav, that we're talking about a horn that's attached to their aim, and the pasuk still uses a lashon of negicha regarding such a karen, and therefore we see that it doesn't make a difference if the horn of an animal is attached to the head of the animal, or if the horn of the animal is detached from the horn of the animal. In both cases, b'negiyah the din of karen, a tam is chayiv chatzin nezek, and a mud is chayiv nezek sholim. And before we continue, let's point out two ideas. First of all, the Gemara's havdin was that if you had a horn that was attached to the head of an animal, then you'd be chayiv nezek sholim. And the question is, what would be the makar? In order to be mechayiv someone nezek sholim, we have to have a makar that the Torah is mechayiv them. If you're going to say that we should learn it from the fact that you chayiv if an animal stresses someone using a karen that's detached from its head, but then of course da'i love him in adin, and you can only learn that he should be chayiv chatzin nezek. And how do we know that he actually chayiv nezek sholim? And I intase dima maskal al mechuberes emekulu muedesi. We taste to discuss this point as well as in other rishonim. But two, keep in mind that although the Gemara just explained why we need the pasuk and v'zeis habracha, but really at this point the Gemara ignored the fact that once we have the pasuk and v'zeis habracha, then why did Brisa have to bring the pasuk and malachim? If l'chayiv, since we see that if a horn is attached to the animal's head, even though it's a bit more normal than a case where it's not attached to its head, that still tam is only chayiv chatzin nezek. Certainly, you should be chayiv chatzin nezek in the case where the animal took a horn that's detached from its head. Yudvar explains that if we'd only say the pasuk and v'zeis habracha, then we would think where there's a horn that was detached from the animal's head, then maybe if an animal goes damages someone or something using that horn, that the person would actually not be chayiv at all, as it's considered something completely unusual and ayin sham. Let's just get our bearings that we're trying to find out if these avos in our Mishnah are told the same kiyetz ben or told the same lav kiyetz ben. And Rav Papa stated that yesh ben kiyetz ben v'yesh ben lav kiyetz ben. And so far we haven't seen what the din of karen is, but we actually defined what karen is. And now the Gemara will explain what the toldos of karen are, and then we will see that b'negei karen the toldos are kiyetz ben, and all of them have the same dinim. And just like b'negei the avos of karen, the din is that the mazik would be chayiv chetzi nezek if the animal was a shor of tam, and if the animal was a shor mu'ud, then he'd be chayiv nezek sholim. The same would apply to its toldos as well. The Gemara continues, toldos of karen mayi, what is considered the toldos of karen? Before we continue, let's give a better definition to the av of karen. In order for something to be considered into category of karen, there are three characteristics. Number one, the animal goes and is mazik this thing, you could see that he's doing so bikavana, and it wasn't just in the normal course of while it's walking that it was mazik something. Therefore, there's a requirement of intent. And number two, there's in hanola zekon. It's not like Shane, where the animal's receiving hanola by eating something. That would be another element in defining the hezek of karen. And the third is ve'in hazekon matzatadir, that its hezek is not normal. It's not standard for the animal to go and do this and be mazik through this method. Based on this definition, the Gemara continues that the toldos of karen are negifa neshicha revitza b'ita. All of these things are ein hazekah matzatada. And for example, the animal goes and pushes another animal or a person b'kavana, and it's ein hanola zekah. Or he goes and he bites another animal or person, and it does so intentionally, and there's ein hanola zekah, as he's not going to eat something, or he crouches down on something, and once again you see that he's doing so b'kavana, and it's ein hanola zekah. And finally, if he intentionally kicks a keli and there's no hanola zekon, and these four items are considered a toldo karen. And the Gemara states, Maishna negicha de karla av de chsiv kiigach negifa nami chsiv kiigach. And l'chayra, since based on Rashi, when our Mishnah said abba avos nezikin, we were including anything which was ksivim b'kra behedya. L'chayra, just like we call negicha an av because it's said in the Torah as it says kiigach, so why don't we list that when a shah pushes another shah, that is also considered one of the avos nezikin because it's also brought in the Torah, as the Torah states, v'chiigav shar ish ashar re'e uva meis, and therefore the Torah uses lashon negifa as well. That should also be categorized as one of the avos nezikin. And the Gemara answers, hai negifa negichi, that when the Torah says kiigav shar ish ashar re'eu, that is actually not referring to when a shar pushes the other shar, it's actually referring to when a shar gores another shar. In the chenami, it's all included in the av of karen. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, pasach hakasa b'negicha v'sayim b'negicha, that the Torah speaks about negifa when it speaks about a shar that stresses a person. Then the Torah continues and says, oinoida ki Ishar Nagachu Mitmel Shilsharim, and it speaks about Nigicha even regarding a shar that stresses another shar. And the Braisa tells us, Loimelcha, this teaches you Zu Nagifa, Vizu Nagicha, that when the Torah uses Losh Nagifa or the Torah uses Losh Nagicha, they're interchangeable and they really mean that an animal stresses the person or an animal gored an animal. Where now is that Lachira, if Nagifa and Nagicha are interchangeable, so Maishna, but Gabi Odom Nechsiv Kigach, so why is it that relevant to a person, it only uses Losh Nagicha, as it says, Kigach Shar as Ish or Yes Isha, and Maishna Gabi Behim and Nechsiv Kigach, and why is it regarding when an animal stresses another animal that the Torah uses Losh Nagicha, and it says, Kigach Shar Ish as Shar Eu? Gemara answers that in Chenami, although Nagicha and Nagifa refers to when an animal goes and gores someone, however, it's a much more powerful goring when the Torah uses Losh Nagicha than when they use a Losh Nagicha, and therefore the Gemara explains, Adam the Islay Mazel Ksiv Kigach, that since by a person, that since he has Mazel, as Rashi says, Sheishli Das Lishmas Gufay, that since he could guard himself, therefore in order for a Shar to actually damage a person, he has to intentionally go and use all his power to damage him. However, Behemoth Lesley Mazel, a Behemoth that doesn't have Mazel, so Ksiv Kigach, it's easier for the Shar to damage that Shar, and therefore it doesn't have to use as much power. Rashi explains, by a person that says Kigach, the Vadi Niskabna Shar, Lahara, or Baala Bekech, and therefore he had to use power of Nagifa Avimashma, Shematsu Oime Vidach Bekarnov, and he just pushed him with his karen, but without any force. Lishnachrina, Islay Mazlov, Ein Neuchla Misa Benegifa, Tehid Chivas Karen Mat, that since he has a Mazel, therefore it's not as easy to kill a person just by pushing it, which is a much lower level of pushing a person. And the way that a Shar will kill a person is El Benegicha, Bekech of the Kabana, Uvet Chivas Karen Beguf. Gemara continues that although if an animal actually hurts a person using the Gifa, or if he hurts a behema using the Gicha, in both cases, certainly you would be chayiv, and therefore, why did the Torah make a mention of the Gicha and the Gifa? And the Gemara says, Umilsa Agavocha Kamashwan, the Torah is actually coming to Mimchadashas, and Rashi says, Mitolin the Gicha Ba'adam, the Gifa Behema, the Mashma Nechia Behema Lamas Min Adam, that's easier to kill a behema than a person, Mashmeinu. Therefore, we learn out, the Sharmur, Largus Behema Gimel Pamim, and if there's a Sharmur that already killed another animal three times, like Choshva Adal Gabi Adam, that's not considered that he's a Mur Lagabi Adam, the Nogach Adam Amaze, that if he would go and stress a person at this point and the person were dying, Dina Ketam, at this point, this Shar would still could be considered Tam, Bidigay Adam, the Ainu Misham is a Kaifa, the Bitam Aharig Adam, because we know when a Tam kills a person, Ksiv, Saki is Sakala Shar, that a Shar will be killed, Ubala Shar Naki, and the Bala Shar will not have to pay and will not be killed, over Mug Ksiv, and Bidigay Amur, it says, Vigam Baal of Yumas, that the only will be Chayim Misiv De Shemayim, Bahi Misa Hainu Mamin, and we know that that Misa is referring to money, Shemishalmas Hakaifa, the main Naragli Yarshav, Veloy Misa Mamish, that mean per Kabin Sanhedrin, Avati Chase Atahurgoi, that a person is only Chayim Misa if he actually murders someone, Viatahurgoi Avati Chashayre, but a person will not be killed based on the fact that the Shar murdered someone, Avamurid La Adam, Havamurid La Behema. If there's a Shar Amurid which killed three people already, then he would be considered a Murid La Behema, and if a person's animal goes and stresses an animal even one time, then the owner would be Chayim Nezicholim. And Rashi adds in one point, and Rashi makes this point over here based on a very simple cheshbin, that now that we said that if an animal stresses another animal, even if he does so three times, that would not be considered a Murid L'Adam. How would it be possible that you could have an animal that's a Murid L'Adam, which means that he had to kill three different people, if ultimately, after he killed the first person, that Shar would already be Chayim Misa? Bishlema, if a Murid L'Behema is a Murid L'Adam, then certainly it's very easy to find a scenario where an animal went and stresses an animal three times and is now a Murid, and he then goes and kills a person, then certainly he'd be Chayiv Misa at that point, and that would be considered a Murid L'Adam. Rashi explained, Mishkachas La Kishloi Am Vidin Ad Shenogach Shalosh Pamim Shloi Niskel Miyad Kishahamas Harishayin Ayin in Rashi, and the Gemara states, the Murid L'Adam have a Murid L'Behema, that once there's an animal that's a Murid, that he already strikes a person three times, then he is a Murid L'Behema, and even if he strikes a Behema one time, the owner will be Chayiv Nezicholim. However, Murid L'Behema, if an animal strikes a Behema three times, lo have a Murid L'Adam, he is still not considered a Murid to strike a person, and therefore, if he actually strikes a person, owner would not be chayiv to pay kaifer. Gemara continues, we just discussed the tolda of Karen of Nagicha, and the Gemara now continues to discuss the Shicha, and the Gemara asks, Nashicha tolda sheni, how can you tell me that Nashicha is a tolda of Karen if Lemaisa, the animal, used its teeth, and Lechur, that's a tolda of Shein, and the Gemara now defines that Loi, certainly it is not a tolda of Shein, sheni, shahana lezeka, that Shein is referring to any time an animal goes and eats something or has a na by doing a hezek, and it's not based on its using its teeth, ha'ina na lezeka, and the tolda of Karen is always defined as a scenario where an animal goes and is mazik and it does so bekavana and it's ein hanala zekon. And we will also see in a moment there's also an additional characteristic, as we mentioned before, that ein hazekon matzoi. The Gemara continues and discusses the next two cases of toldos of Karen, revitzu beita, and the Gemara is told regularly lechera, since the animal is using its leg in order to create this hezek, so lechera it's a toldo regal, and the Gemara now defines regal as compared to Karen, loi, that of course this is not considered a toldo regal, because regal is zekel matzoi, regal is when an animal is walking in its normal course of business, and therefore it's normal for this hezek to occur, and hani in a zekel matzoi, but these things which are defined as Karen are things where the hezek is not matzoi, and it's not normal for the animal to do this, and therefore, as Rashi says, Hilkuch told to the Karen Hain, the Ina Zeka Matzah, the Ina Nola Zekai, Umashami Chazid Nezek Karen, and therefore, if the animal is still a Tam, he would pay Chazid Nezek, just like the Din is, Benegea Karen. And the Gemara continues that now that we discussed and we defined all these Taldas of Karen, which were referring to the four items that we mentioned on the Gif and the Shecha, Revitza and Beita, and all of those we considered as Mamish Karen, and therefore, certainly a Tam would only pay Chazid Nezek, and a Mu'ud would pay Nezek Sholem, so there's no difference between these Taldas and the Av of Karen, and therefore, this would be categorized, as Rav Papa said, of Yesh Ben Kietz Ben, and therefore the Gemara is, El Tol Desein Lav Kietz Ben, Dom Rav Papa, Hai, when Rav Papa stated that there are some Toldes of Avos Nezikin, which are not similar to the Avos, what is he referring to? And the Gemara goes through exactly what we just mentioned, Ilei Mahani, if it's going on the four Toldes that we mentioned of Karen, Maishna Karen, the Kavanosi Lahazik, of Mein Chush Merasel Lecha, why would there be a difference between the Alochis, as Benegeir Karen, the Kavan of the animal was to do Hezek, and the animal belonged to you, and it's your Mammon, and you have a Chiev to guard it, Hani Nami, Kavanosi Lahazik, of Mein Chush Merasel Lecha, by all these Toldes, the same Dino will apply, and therefore, certainly the Toldes should be Kiyotzben, El the Toldo de Karen to Karen, certainly the Toldo of Karen is exactly like Karen, and the same Dino apply, V'chi Kamara Papa, Shen V'regel, and when a Papa said his Din, it was referring to Shen V'regel, and the Gemara will explain exactly what the Toldes of Shen and Regel are, and why they're going to be different than the standard Dinim of the Ovis Zikin, which is Shen V'regel, and we will stop over here.